match points. Well, beautiful point.
As you meant, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I was saying, you know, is she going to be aggressive? Is she going to be taking really this match in her own hands? And oh, she's done this in this tiebreak. That was absolutely perfect.
No, but Djokovic has regained his break. 4-3. So we are going to get the likely conclusion of that. What a position she finds herself in now. James Duckworth with a set point at 6-5 in the tiebreak over Rafa Hoddle. So Rebecca, they've changed hands again with the second of her 2 points at this stage. So she's got to ask the question. She must win this point, at least put the pressure on. But Stubbs, she's clever. She's taking her time, just making her wait a little bit. Match points. A first serve missed. The legs are back and look very heavy.
Yeah.
Match points. Second serve. Second serve goes out wide, the forehand's in play. Rybakina with her backhand puts it through the middle of the court. The forehand is a looping ball that sits up the forehand cross court from Rybakina. Rybakina with her forehand goes down the line. The pickup off the backhand side floats, sits. Rybakina with the backhand cross court on the angle. The pickup from Stojdzicova down the line goes Rybakina. Back up the line comes her opponent. The half volley from Rybakina. Can she finish it off? She picks up the volley from Rybakina. A brave, brave point from the world number two.
Well, that was a brave and a long point, I think, both of them. Looking and looking for air right now.
Dararukheva.
Wow, what a point. What a way to save a match point. Still 5 to go.
James Duckworth has taken the second set over Rafa Hoddle. They've split sets now. And Menchik is up after 4 hours and 21 in the fifth set tiebreak against Marione Navone. Match point number two, this time on Starodubtseva's serve. Can she cause the biggest shock of the tournament so far? Kicks the serve down the tee, off forehand back. Rybakina with her forehand, flips it cross court to the forehand cross court that sits up the forehand wide! She has taken out the world number two, Elena Rybakina. The biggest shock of the tournament so far. The young lady from Ukraine gets the biggest win of her career.
Qualifiée pour le troisième tour, Yulia Starodubtseva.
2.5 hours on the clock, 7-6 in the third. She takes out and she takes down Elena Rybakina.
Wow. I mean, what a win that was. I mean, she really went after it in this tiebreak. You got to give it to her and tip your hat because it was not easy to obviously go through that finish line as Rybakina is leaving the court. I'm sure very disappointed to say the least. But again, this is not really the court that she enjoys the most. Probably the conditions were the best for her when you think of it with being so dry, but it just wasn't enough. So we're going to hear from this young lady with Marion Bartoli on the court here on the interview.
Yeah, so here they come.
Mesdames et messieurs, on va pouvoir écouter notre gagnante. La traduction se fera en direct sur les écrans géants. Je vous laisse au micro de Marion Bartoli.
Yulia, wow. What a moment for you. The first time ever you're beating a top 10 player, actually number 2 in the world, in Elena Rybakina, here in Roland Garros. What is the feeling right now for you?
Honestly, hard to describe. I'm super happy. I mean, Lena is one of the top players. She has an incredible year, and I'm super proud of myself. I was able to do this today, and I mean, it was a hard third set, but got it done, you know?
Exactly as you say, got it done. It was a bit of a tricky start for you. You were down a set, 6-3, but then you came back storming, 6-1, 3-love, double break, and she started to come back and crawl back into this match. What were you telling yourself at that moment when you see someone who won 2 Grand Slam in the past coming back in this match?
I feel like someone like Lena, I mean, I expect it from her. She's, again, one of the top players, and you can't be thinking that it's going to be easy today. Even at 3-0, I had a feeling it might not be that easy, which appeared to be not too, but yeah, tough match, but happy to be the winner today.
finally, my final questions. You already did really well here in Roland Garros last year, reaching the third round. You made the final earlier this year in Charleston. What is it about maybe this tournament, maybe the crowd, maybe the clay that suits you so well that gets you the best results?
I think clay is not the worst surface for me, first of all. And the crowd was very, very nice today to me. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I really, really felt the support today. I heard my name so many times and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your performance a lot as well. Mesdames et messieurs, merci encore une fois d'applaudir la vainqueur aujourd'hui qui vient de battre la numéro 2 mondiale, Yulia Starodobtseva.
Thank you.
Qualifiée pour le deuxième tour, troisième tour de Roland-Garros.
Thank you very much, Marion. We are going to be heading back to Philippe Chatrier, but we are going via court number 6, because after 4 hours and 25 minutes, Jakub Menchik, the 26 seed Sophie, is 6-3, so 4 points away. And Marioni Navoni, they've just had an 18-shot rally, which is why the players are bent double with ice bags over their heads trying to cool down.
Wow. Again, excruciating really conditions here.
I was going to say, Navoni looks in a better shape than Menchik. But he is 3-6 down. So Navoni, he's all in green. Oh, Menchik wide. Menchik is suffering out there.
Yep. I mean, they're all suffering, but you're right. I mean, at some point, you're like, it comes from nowhere. And all of a sudden, your legs feels like they're pretty much...
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
You know, about 4 tons each. Your mind, and he's playing. Wait, I mean, he's playing. Navoni is playing without a hat. I don't know how they do that in this heat.
Yeah, he's kind of like got this permanent squint on his face because of the sunshine. 4 hours, 26 minutes, serves down the tip. See, he's clawing it back because Menchik, just as we've joined it, seems to have walked into a wall.
And by the way, the Kokkinakis against Atman match was 4 hours and 21 minutes, so they beat that record already. With the 4 hours and 26 minutes. Of course, they're a long way away to beating the 5 hours and 29 minutes of last year in the final.
But Navoni is clawing it back. So Menchik is breathing heavily. He does have a baseball cap on. White cap, white top, dark shorts. He's serving at 6-5. That's a huge serve down the tee. Menchik will come forward, the forehand into the corner. Navoni is so far back, he disappears from our view. Then he comes back into view, and it hits double-handed backhand. The volley from Menchik, clever.
So good. I mean, he was basically pushing Navoni so far behind the baseline and finally got a chance to hit the drop shot volley. Winner, he needed that after, three and four series in a row?
Menchik.
Seems like they're Herculean efforts from both players right now, especially for Menchik.
Djokovic has been broken back again. We will be returning to Philippe Chatrier because this, we know this has an end. I think they've only just stuck his head in the cooler. Don't blame him. But he does look a lot more sprightly than Menchik, doesn't he?
I agree. But again, the score is not reflecting that, obviously. Menchik being up 7-5 here in this final fifth set tiebreak, first to 10. Just had one finishing on court Susan Lenglen. Rybakina is out of the tournament. 10-4 in the tiebreak of the third set.
Menchik, the second of his 2 points at this stage to serve. They've swapped ends. He's 3 points from the finish line. He's gulping in the old oxygen. His white shirt is stuck to him. Navoni has a tad more energy. Serve down the tee. The backhand's in place. A short ball. Menchik attacks and stays at the net. Can he pass? And the volley will go wide.
Just missed it. Yep, trying to go for a forehand volley. I mean, he's doing the right thing, you know, coming to the net, trying to really shorten the point. But he missed that volley by pretty much an inch.
And the pain that is etched on Menchik's face right now. I mean, he can't walk straight. The way he's breathing. 4.5 hours approaching. Oh dear. Oh, there was no one, was there? Serve out wide. This is Navoni serving, and clever for Navoni. He's moving Menchik around. Menchik is going side to side on the slide. Very, very, very clever play from the man from Argentina.
Yep, no doubt. He knows that his opponent is hurting way more than he is, and he's moving him right to left. He's like visiting the Roland Garros site here, Porte de Teuil. Smart. Very smart play.
He's locked us in at 7 points apiece, first to 10.
Merci beaucoup.
Menchik's moving because it feels like if he stops moving, he's going to cramp. He just looks in pain. Navoni with a second of his point.
He served to the other side.
He certainly did. He
completely missed the box. It was like a kick serve to the right side, and he's serving to the deuce side.
Dear, everyone is scrambled. Serve down the tee, backhand through the middle of the court. Menchik runs around, goes inside out with a little mid-court forehand. That's very deep from Navoni. It's onto the sidelines from Menchik. Menchik now will attack with a heavy forehand winner. 8-7.
I mean, he's feeling like his legs are wood, basically, right now. I mean, you can tell how tight he is after this forehand, but he took the risk to go for it, and he was rewarded for it. It takes an effort to take a ball that was mid-court with a ton of topspin, moved up to it, and felt like a big relief at the end, winning this point.
Dear me. All the teams can do, you can hear them now, that's the Menchik team. Just applauding their man. They're a little bit helpless.
He's going to get a warning because he's taking so long to serve here. There we go.
Lost of serve.
Yeah, that's the second
one. It's 4.5 hours. He's lost his serve.
Oh, my goodness. He was up 8-7. He's going to go to 8-all. He can't believe it.
Did he lose the first serve? No, he didn't lose the point.
He lost the first serve.
They'll come in on the second serve. I can't believe that. I mean, he said, I gave you sufficient time.
Wow, that's a little rough.
That is rough.
But I mean, I guess that's the play.
That's the rules.
I mean, you know, his opponent is ready to return. He's maybe better physically because of all the work he's done.
4.5 hours. Second serve. Well, the serve's in. Backhand is underway. The backhand down the line from Menchik. The sliding forehand cross court from Navoni. Slips over the line. Down the line from Navoni. Backhand through the middle of the court from Menchik. Menchik with a forehand cross court. Lashings of spin. Drop shot from Navoni. Well, it ended up mid-court. Inside out from Menchik. Beautifully played and well composed after losing that first serve. He's gritting his teeth. This young man is in so much pain, but now has match points.
Wow. And you have to serve after losing your first serve because of the time violation. That is amazing. That's called composure and mental toughness, to say the least.
And just to say, Novak Djokovic, 4-5, love 30. So that could be taking a little turn. A third match point for Jakub Menchik, a first in this tiebreak. Can he close it out after 4.5 hours? Oh, it would have been an ace.
That was right on the line and it was called a let.
Oh, it would have been an ace. Oh, dear. Both of them are going to collapse at the end. We will head straight to Philippe Chatrier. Wow. Okay. Pain is evident on both sides of the court. Menchik gets himself ready. Oh, then he gets into the wrong service box. Went from a very good serve to a very bad one. A double fault. He went big off the second serve.
What a dramatic end of this match.
Oh.
I mean, imagine having your parents watching this.
Oh, I couldn't.
Your parents.
I would run on. If it's my son, I'd run on, grab him, and take him off the court and say, stop doing this to my son.
Let's go to the
beach. He's in pain. I would just want to hug him and.
Now he's waiting now to serve. I mean, Pavlovic was ready to serve. He's waiting because Menchik is taking his time.
Well, be careful. He will lose a point next time.
Oh,
here we go. Fourth match point, but it's on the Navoni serve. Backhand is long. Oh, my dear Lord. It's 9 points apiece. Your heart goes out to both of them, but Jakub Menchik's in a right old pickle.
You know, he did this earlier when he had like three unforced errors in a row, and he's doing the same thing here, getting Navoni back into this match. You've got to be kidding me. This is crazy. This is rough. This is very rough. I mean, we're talking about winning a round, winning so much more money, having a chance to come back to play, and you feel like it should be a tie, really.
Yeah,
There's such a thing here.
Navoni has almost got a smile on his face to say this is ridiculous, but he walks with his kind of chest puffed out. He's got that quite upright stance.
Yeah.
So he looks slightly more energized. Menchik, head down, the left leg of his shorts is hiked up. He's hiking it up again. Now he's dropping it and he's hiking it up again. So 9 points apiece. Navoni with the serve. Djokovic from love 30 to 30 all at 4-5. Navoni serves down the tee. The backhand stretch from Menchik. Menchik with his double-handed backhand goes down the line to the forehand cross court from Navoni. Off the body, short ball for Navoni. Goes inside out into the net. And he has handed Jakub Menchik not just a match point, but a match point on Menchik's serve.
Yeah, that is going to be painful. But now he's got to be careful. If he doesn't make it on time to serve, he will be penalized by a point.
Yeah.
Come on, hurry up, man. Yeah, he's putting some ice on himself. Don't take that much time. Look at the clock.
Stop with the ice.
Ay, ay, ay.
I mean, his cheekbones are bright red and he's got a baseball cap on. Navoni's talking to himself. Menchik is just in agony. Fifth match point. Third of this tiebreak. First serve missed. 4 hours, 35 minutes on the clock. Djokovic holds for 5-all. Second serve just kicks up Navoni with his backhand down the line. Menchik with his forehand, just being so careful, isn't he? Menchik not taking any risk. He's just putting it in. He drops it short. Navoni attacks and Navoni retreats. Navoni doesn't want to be at the net. Forehand down the line from Navoni. Navoni with his double-handed backhand. This is match point for Menchik. He nets and he nearly falls over and his body starts to cramp. His right leg is cramping. It's a fifth match point gone. It is 10 points all.
Yes.
Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Oh, this is like having a knife in your heart right now for these players. Oh,
he can hardly walk. Look how he is cramping. He's walking very sort of straight. Oh my gosh, he's cramping. He can't walk properly.
Merci.
10 points apiece.
Merci.
Oh my word, he is cramping. Yeah. He can't. He's cramping.
He's gonna get another. He's gonna lose the. He's gonna lose the point.
He's lost the serve.
Oh, he did?
You can't.
No. Did he call 10-11?
He's just told him. He's just telling him now. Oh, he can't walk. He is fully cramping. He can't walk properly.
So he's going back to his towel.
He's icing his leg. It's his left leg up by the groin area that's cramping.
Navoni doesn't understand. Is it point for him?
Navoni's saying, well, what are you doing? And the umpire's saying, just wait.
Wait, he's waiting for him. Wait a minute. This is not understandable. It's 10-all. He didn't lose the point.
The serve is in. Let's find out what happens. There's a heavy forehand from Menchik. Menchik with his inside-out forehand. Navoni so far at short ball. Menchik should finish this off. He does. He cannot walk. I cannot stress clearly enough how badly he is cramping in his left leg. He has another match point. It'll be on the Navoni serve. And Sophie, once again, that ice on that sort of left groin area.
Yeah, left groin area. And keeps going back to his towel and his ice. And now Navoni is getting ready to serve once again. Match point against him.
Oh my word. Sixth match point. It's a fourth in this tiebreak. 10-11, Navone with the serve. Menchik with the backhand to the feet. Navone with the backhand through the middle of the court. Menchik needs one big point here. Navone with the backhand. Navone needs to make him move, needs to make him work. Backhand cross court drops over. The backhand cross court through the middle. Backhand down the line, on the line. The forehand flipped up by Menchik. Match point Menchik, who manages to slide into the backhand. Navone with his inside out forehand. Menchik with his backhand lofts up. It's long. It is long, and it is 11 points apiece. One of the players can barely walk.
And it's funny, it's the player who has the hat, who is wearing a white shirt. On the other side, he's got a green shirt, a little darker than that white shirt in the sun, no hat at all, and he feels fresher.
The tiebreak has lasted for 22 minutes. And Navone, he's not hanging around. He said, come on, Yaku, you better get ready, because I am ready. So a second point at this stage for Navone, six games all. 11 points apiece. Navone with the first serve into the body. The forehand comes back to the forehand through the middle from Navone. Heavy, heavy balls from both. A short ball from Navone. Inside out from Menchik. Backhand cross court from Navone. Backhand cross court from Menchik. Backhand down the line from Navone. Forehand back up the line from Menchik. Backhand down the line from Navone. Forehand cross court from Menchik. Forehand down the line mid court from Navone. Inside in from Menchik. Cross court from Navone. Cross court from Menchik. The forehand drops mid court. Service line. Heavy forehand from Menchik. Down the line and out. It is one. From Mariano Navone. Menchik, he's pumping his fist to his box. His left leg is completely locked with cramp. He comes to look forward at the mark, is confirmed as being wide. So Jakub Menchik has a seventh match point. He is serving at 12-11 after 23 minutes of the final set tiebreak.
Well, more dramatic than this, I don't think it's possible. Lucky seven, maybe for Menchik here.
Oh, bless him!
My.
He can't walk. He is cramping so badly. Oh, can he do it? 12-11 after 4 hours and 40 minutes. First serve out. Wide. A big old serve. Sits up high. Can he finish it off? He hams it down, and he's done it. He falls to the clay on his back after 4 hours and 41 minutes. A very emotional Jakub Menchik lies on the court. He is in so much pain. His whole body is now cramping. He needs help.
He can't even get up.
He's asking for help because he cannot move. Mariano Navone has gone round to help. I think he's going to try and help him get up, but I'm not sure he can. No, Mariano Navone saying, I'm going to leave you on the floor because they can't get him up. They're going to have to get some help.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have to get some help.
If I were his team, I would just jump over.
I would be jumping on the floor.
Yeah,
he's hurting.
If I'm the team, I would jump on the court.
Why are they not jumping?
Why are they not?
They can. It's over. The match is over. Anybody can go on the court.
Someone help him.
Somebody help the guy.
For heaven's sake.
Oh, he's crawling, going right and left on the clay court.
He's in so much pain. He's writhing around on his back.
Finally.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's going to help him. Let the team come on. There we go. Trainer's on. They're going to try. He's saying, don't lift me up. I'm in way too much pain. So we've got one physio on. Poor old Navone's just grabbing all his stuff from the fridge and he's off. And they're actually just trying to get his breathing under control at the moment.
Yeah, they definitely need to get quickly medical attention on this guy. I mean, this is scary.
Yeah, he's
4 hours, 41 minutes. He's still lying down.
The supervisor's there. The physio's there. Navone is getting a round of applause as he leaves.
It's quite amazing to find out that this is a guy who was feeling better overall. And yeah, he's walking off, and the other one cramping will actually end up winning the match. Wow.
But Jakub Menchik, I mean, as I say, if I were his team, I'd have leapt across and just gone onto the court at this point. But Jakub Menchik, they're trying to bring his body temperature down, I would assume. There's ice on his forehead.
Oh, now they're getting an umbrella out. That's very nice. Try to cover him from the sun.
And they're also they've got an ice towel on his chest, trying to ease the breathing. Actually, they've asked not for the umbrella, or they're keeping it.
No, they want him. They want the umbrella and the three. I mean, obviously the supervisor, the ball kid, and the umpire to stay at bay, to just give him some air. If you can't find any air, really.
I think the doctors arrived.
Yep. I think they need a wheelchair pretty quickly also because he is not walking.
Yeah, and I think... And he immediately said he couldn't move. I mean, if I was his team, I'd be over there. But I think they're just trying to get the breathing under control at the moment. He's got an ice towel on either side of his shoulder. The medics are here with a stretcher.
Oh, this is quite scary.
It's tough to see. I mean, the fact that he was able to have the strength, as we just see the match point, as he lands, there's that whole left leg is he's pretty much incapacitated. And as he hit the winner, he just crumbled.
I mean, he's holding his leg off the return. He's holding his left leg, thinking that I can't really move to get to that next shot. Thank God the return was short, that he was able to actually put away that forehand winner, but completely collapsed on the court.
And as he hit the winner, I mean, his team were absolutely delighted, but then I think they realised that he hadn't collapsed in delight, and suddenly his coach was trying to usher the umpire off, saying, you've got to get on.
Oh, that's what... He did get down on the court, but I think maybe the security told him to get back.
Because he was immediately after he realised he wasn't celebrating. But the good news is that the paramedics are there, but... I mean, that's 4 hours and 41 minutes in temperatures of the mid-30s.
And the fact of the matter that he's, like, in full sun still in the court, they can't even move him to the side of the court where there's a little bit of shade to get some respite, but none of that. 60 winners from the racket of Jakub Menchik.
85 unforced errors.
Oy.
And I think three people tried to lift him up, and he was the one that said, I can't move. You cannot move me. So I think what they'll do, and we'll keep an eye on this, they'll try and get his body temperature down, and they'll try and get him off the court and get the attention that he needs. So we'll keep across that, let you know how that develops. Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic finds himself in a tiebreak in this third set. And in these temperatures, what is going to rattle Novak Djokovic more is going to be taken to a fourth set. But he's got the early advantage in this tiebreak, taking the first 2 points. Looking to reach the Roland Garros third round for the 21st consecutive year. We're just seeing Jakub Menchik is on his feet.
Oh, he doesn't want the wheelchair. He's just saying, I'm going to walk.
He's limping. His coach is saying, stop it. Don't grab anything. We're going to hold everything. Coach now on the court. Oof. And look, he's a big, physically fit and able guy, Menchik. But, wow. So he is... He's been guided off by the paramedics with the ice towel around his neck. Well, the crowd are in for a treat here. I'm not sure they expected this. 2.5 hours.
Well, I mean, when you think, you know, most people don't really know Valentin Wayu to begin with. But when they see the FRA next to his name, they're like, he's from here.
Yeah, come
on
then.
Let's give him what he deserves. Yes. That means a lot of credit to be here. And secondly, let's help him out. Let's see if he can take that set here. Down not three, though.
Yep.
In this tiebreak serving.
Sunshine covering the playing service of Philippe Chatrier. This is the final match of the day session. Sasha Zverev headlines the ninth session from 8:15. Serve out wide, backhand cross court on the angle. Royer scoops up with the one hand on the backhand. Djokovic's ball hits the top of the tape, flies wide.
I mean, if this was to go the way of Royer, I think that they're going to start thinking, well, it is 6:25. We're getting closer and closer to the night session, which, you know, could be a difficult one. Bumped into it and maybe start later, but we're not there yet. It is definitely possible.
I mean, the Frenchman would love to be there, wouldn't he?
Yes.
That'd mean he's still going strong.
Yes.
Djokovic, on the other hand.
Nope. Not so much.
The slightly irritable version of Djokovic by this point.
He wants to go home. Let's put his feet up.
He wants to get this done. So 1-3. Royer with the second serve coming up. Ball girl scuttles past with the loose ball, scoops it up beside the umpire's chair, serve down the tee, the backhand down the line from Djokovic, backhand cross court from the Frenchman, who plays another backhand cross court to the backhand cross court. And continuing down the line goes Royer, who opens up his forehand down the other wing, a looping backhand just in from Djokovic. Djokovic now tries to flatten out the backhand, drops a little bit short down the line, beautiful ball from the Frenchman, gets a high ball, does he finish it off? It's a high ball, smashes it down back behind his opponent to take the point.
And you get a look at the reaction of Djokovic cowling off right now. He's definitely bent over. He's feeling it tremendously physically. Not sure if everything is okay, but he's definitely hurting as well. Conditions are ultra, ultra difficult for sure. But still what? He's still in what? Upper 20s?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Over 30 degrees?
Absolutely. Could be around 30, couldn't it?
Merci.
Thank you for your emails and messages. We will, I promise, get to them.
Yeah, we've had a lot of stuff going on. Two tie breaks.
Got rid of the world number two, lost the world number two. Then we had Jakub Mencik, nearly lost him. Somehow managed to get across that finish line, my word. And it's his coach, that shot of his coach, elation to sort of agony and despair in about the space of 30 seconds. 3-2. Royer coming up to the baseline, trying to put a little bit of pressure on this serve. He's on the baseline now. Ooh, it's a double fault. It worked.
Yeah, that's 3-all now. Change of ends. And I mean, you can look at the walk. I mean, we know that Djokovic doesn't walk very quickly on the court, but still, he's very gingerly getting to his chair as Royer himself's got a little bit of more of a bouncy, you know, walk and footsteps. So
I would agree, yeah.
Yep.
Rob says, good morning from rainy, cool Cincinnati. I was wondering if Roland Garros fan chants are more numerous than in all other tournaments. My dream tennis travel experience is to get to Roland Garros, drink a little wine, and participate in some chanting.
Chanting?
You know, they start
The chanting here.
I'm not going to do one, but yes, you know the one.
Dun, dun,
the ole ole and then ole. That one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, why not? Hey, make it happen. Life's short.
Cat.
Wow, from a double fault to an ace down the tee after the change of ends. And now it will be Royer serving a 3-4 in this tiebreak of the third set. Remember, Djokovic up 6-3, 6-2. All he wants to do is put everything he's got here in the last 3 points to go and get his massage, recovery time, and get off this heat.
3-4. The Frenchman has the presidential tribune behind him. They're all in shade. Serves down the tee, the forehand slap back, mid-court, backhand, cross-court. The noise you can hear is the Frenchman. The serve is silent. He has a backhand down the line. Into net goes Roy, and it's 5-3 Djokovic.
What a backhand that was from Djokovic. I mean, I tell you, I mean, Royer was putting a lot of pressure on it, on the backhand, hitting the ball quite hard.
Djokovic.
But that backhand down the line, yeah, it's paid a lot of mortgages and paid a lot of bills through the years. That's for sure. That and his returns.
Merci.
He only ever lost 3 times in the second round of a Grand Slam. That's ridiculous, isn't it? Looking for his 76th win in the second round of a Grand Slam.
Thank God. Djokovic.
Nice first serve winner for Royer. Still Djokovic serving here at 5-4.
Djokovic is 95-0 against players ranked outside the top 30 at Grand Slams since losing to Marco Cecchinato in 2018. 95-0.
I mean, you get a laugh. Because you read it again and again, you go, really?
Really? 95-0? I hope Royer didn't read that before he came out on court. He might not have come out on court.
It's all right, I'll pass.
It's a hot day. Backhand cross court to Djokovic, inside out. Forehand, then Djokovic with the forehand to the forehand down the line from Royer. He'll keep it on his forehand and slam it off forehand. He gave it everything, didn't he? Now he drives it out of the air and he wins the point. An aggressive, brave point for the Frenchman.
I mean, you've got to love the inspired mind of this Frenchman, really. I mean, first time he plays this big court against one of the best in the game, if not the best in the game. And he's performing really well in this third set tiebreak. Was not really there in the first two set, 3-2, but oh boy, 5-all here in this tiebreak. Djokovic serving.
And put his launch, s'il vous plaît.
I mean, nothing will make Djokovic more angry than having to go to a fourth set here.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a fifth.
Oh. I mean, the crowd would be beside themselves.
Uh-huh.
Djokovic with a white baseball cap on, peak facing forward. They both got baseball caps on. Djokovic, a little look across. He's missed the first serve, so he can take a little bit more time with the second. 5 points apiece, 6 games all, third set, leading by 2 sets love after 2 hours and 36 minutes. Serve out white, forehand snap back and white.
Oh, he's not going to be happy about it. Just gave it away on this return. He had a shot, just went for a lot on this cross-court forehand return, missed the mark. Easy point for Djokovic.
And the screen telling the fans that it is match point for the 24-time Grand Slam champion on the serve of the Frenchman, who at 5-6 is serving to stay in the tournament. But firstly, he wants to round up every single ball on the court, which he now has. And now he starts to discard them one by one. Kicks the clay from the baseline, then from the soles of his shoes.
S'il vous plaît.
Match point, Djokovic. Ready with the first serve. Misses. By a way, actually, out wide. Djokovic comes forward just behind the baseline. Second serve down the D, forehand slap back through the middle of the court, the off forehand from Roy. It's not deep enough, nor is Djokovic's backhand. Now Djokovic's forehand cross court to the serve line, forehand up line from Roy. Roy keeps it on the forehand, snaps it inside in, the sliding splits forehand from Djokovic down the other wing. Great defense from Djokovic, as you'd expect. The slice backhand from Roy, backhand down the line from Djokovic. It's match point. Djokovic hits the double-handed backhand cross court to the backhand cross court. Oh, sideline from the Frenchman. Oh, he's got it. He has saved match point. What a point.
Oh, what a point. And again, I mean, you feel Djokovic is at the end of his rope right now. Physically, he's better.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time. Broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
We're again going to his style on the changeover. Oh, he's feeling it. Oh, this is tough. And Royer's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm hanging. He's got 1 foot on top of his bench. He's sipping some water, standing very tall. And again, Djokovic just completely bent over.
Meanwhile, our dark horse is having a medical timeout, which we don't want to see. Rafa Hodar on his left leg, knee, thigh.
No bueno.
No, it's not. Definitely no bueno. Tom has said, did you mention the heroics of Menchik? We did.
We did.
We commentated on it.
We were stunned.
Tom, where have you been?
You're obviously not listening.
We were beside ourselves. Getting
we
through
still,
that.
We're still recovering
from it. Oh, yes,
s'il vous plaît.
We had Rybakina going out. We had Menchik barely able to stand up, coming through. And now we've got Djokovic, who's getting slightly irritated because he had match point and now it's 6 points apiece. Royer's got a point here to give himself.
Oh, what a serve.
Oh, set point, and he does.
What a serve, 191 kilometers per hour. I mean, that was absolutely grand, right on the line to the forehand of Djokovic. Pulled, just put his racket on it, couldn't do much, just flew out. Wow, this is going to go absolutely nuts if Royer is able to win this point here on the court. Philippe Chatrier.
Hodar continues to have a medical timeout.
Please.
James Duckworth is up and about saying, I'm ready. And I should tell you the score there. They're on serve. Duckworth serving 3-4 in the third. They split the first two sets. Set point, Royer on the serve of Novak Djokovic. Djokovic in the sunshine, the Frenchman in the shade, slaps the forehand back through the middle of the court. Oh, forehand in the corner from Djokovic, the slap down the line from the Frenchman, goes cross court. It's too good from Djokovic. Too good, and it's 7 points apiece.
I mean, I love the sportsmanship also of Royer right after that point. He pretty much imploded with his racket towards Djokovic. Probably didn't see it because Djokovic was so in his bubble and trying to himself recover and get some energy to finish up this set and this match. He's definitely hurting. Two set to love, 6-all, 7-all tiebreak. Djokovic serving.
It's a funny old day. João Fonseca's losing to Dino Prismic. Hugo Humbe doesn't have a great record here. Is two sets down to Konten Alice. Heat does funny things to people. Are we going to get a match point or a set point? Backhand cross court from Djokovic. Royer with his inside out forehand. Oh, second set point. But now Djokovic applauds his opponent. Although it looks slightly sarcastic.
I think that was a sarcastic one, right?
At himself.
Well, he did say he was sorry. Wait. Because of the bounce.
Royer
left, you know, he kind of pulled his hand up.
Oh dear, that's exactly the mindset. I mean, can you imagine? This crowd are going to go nuts.
Yeah,
Djokovic is going to be furious. It's going to go into over the 3 hour mark. It's still around, 28, 29 degrees?
Merci.
Almost 25 of
Please.
7 o'clock.
And
here.
The Frenchman's got the serve at 8-7. Crowd are containing themselves for now. First serve snapped into the net, looking to go down the tee to the Djokovic forehand. Djokovic steps towards the baseline, just behind, not on it, not inside it. Now he is. Hits.
Oh.
Would you believe we are going to a fourth set? The Frenchman takes it. Novak Djokovic had a match point. He had a match point in that tiebreak. He was not able to convert it. He will have to stay out there on Philippe Chatrier in these hot conditions. 2 hours 42 on the clock. The crowd are going to have themselves at least, Sophie, another set.
At least another set. And Djokovic taking his shirt off, that was probably weighing at least 2 pounds to an easy half a kilo. And Amélie Mauresmo is in the corner over there of the court saying, oh, trouble.
Oh, there's
because 8 p.m. It's 8 p.m. or 8:20?
8:15.
8:15 p.m.
So what have we got now?
It's going to be a tight one.
If Djokovic pulls himself together,
yes.
He could get this done by just after 7.
I have a feeling this is going 5.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That's my feeling.
Oh, my gosh. Are Sophie's feelings right?
Well, how old is that Royer? 12 and a half?
Break point. Valentin Royer is 24. So
24.
Double 12.
Double 12. That was close.
Rafa Hodda has a break point, which he now no longer has.
But I'm more interested to find out. So it's 12. He's 36 now?
Who's 36? What are you talking about?
Djokovic.
He's 39.
39. So 12 and 12, 24, 39 is... Oh, wow.
You're just throwing numbers
15,
at me. What are you doing? You're just
15
throwing...
15 years different.
Throwing numbers at
15
me.
15 years different.
He's got 24 Grand Slam titles. You
I
can
know,
handle it.
15 years. It's huge to be able to... in this conditions...
74 in the world. His highest is 54. So I'm just talking about the level that he's played and sustained.
I agree, but 15 years changes all the level in the world. In these conditions? Ouch. I'm telling you, it's going far.
Valentin Royer making second major appearance at Roland Garros, debuted last year as a wild card. Also got to the second rounds at Wimbledon last year and the US Open, aiming to reach a third round, first time in his career. And this was the crazy stat. I heard this earlier from the guys. Bids to be the first Frenchman to defeat a top 10 player at Roland Garros since Richard Gasquet beat Kei Nishikori in 2016.
10 years ago, wow.
He is 0-3 against top 10. So therefore, looking for the biggest. I mean, this would be, look, we've
Well, the earth
shook a little bit with Rybakina, yes. Didn't it? There was a little rumble.
This would be sort of earth-shattering. Yes.
If there was a roof, it would come off. It would just be all sorts of... And then Sacha Zverev would come out tonight and there'd be even more pressure on him. And how would he react? And oh, it could just... And Yannick Sinner would be smoking a cigar at his apartment saying they're all just collapsing. And then he comes out in 30-degree heat tomorrow morning. And he's like, so this is what it was all about. It's really hot out here. So basically the next 2 days could just completely tear the tournament to pieces.
I tell you what, the good news is that this coach Philippe Chatrier is starting to be halfway in the shade. So for the players, they are in the shade right now, sitting down.
Laura was listening from the sauna.
The sauna?
Inside the sauna? At the racket club.
Oh, it's a racket club. She's not in the sauna, like taking a sauna.
Where was that guy when you ladies were calling the Menchik Navoni match? Which guy?
What guy?
The one in the sauna?
I'm confused.
I'm very confused. Do you ladies think Djokovic can win this match?
Yeah.
So does Royer. Yeah, so does Royer. It's just sort of a stay of execution, as it were, for the Frenchman. I mean, but Djokovic is going to be irritated now.
He's hurting.
He could just come out and say, right, I've had enough here. James Duckworth did hold serve for 4-all. Jasmine Paolini's not playing doubles here. She's not having a good year. And there's been a couple of injuries. I think she really wants to focus on the singles. She's facing Solana Sierra, who beat Emma Raducanu in the first round. That's 3 games apiece. I told you João Fonseca lost that first set. He's having a troubling time, really. I don't know what's happening with Eva Lys and Sorana Cristea. I don't know if it was a knot before, but their names have been up there for about an hour now.
I know, it's not moving.
But they haven't even arrived on the court, so maybe that was a knot before.
It could be.
And Alex Mickelson is 2 sets up on Nishesh Basav already.
Oh, Heli Baptist and Wong are warming up on court 6. That could be a great match. Yeah. Heli Baptist coming through in her first round. That was not an easy round, and oh boy. She saved a couple match points, I think, in that match. Didn't she? I'm going to look again, but I'm pretty sure.
She's doing really well, Baptiste.
Yeah, she's got the game to play well on this surface, I tell you, with that really heavy... What's going on over there? So now Djokovic is talking to...
But he's not happy, is he?
No, he's not happy about something.
What's he not happy with? Does he want the roof closed? Well, that's not happy.
What is he talking about?
I don't know, because Valentin's saying, what's he talking about?
What is going on?
Amelie Mresbo is saying something from the side. So I'm not sure...
Dernier manche au service.
Right. James Gethwam's having Djokovic. None of it. So Djokovic is still in the bright sunshine. He's serving towards the Presidential Tribune. This is Radio Roland Garros. Sophie Stefano Gigi with you. We'll change things around at the top of the hour. Djokovic out wide. Forehand snap back down the line. Backhand swung. But didn't move his feet at all. Didn't move his feet at all. And now he's stretching his back.
He's going down to his shoes to try to get some kind of maybe a bit little relaxation through the back. But I'm telling you, he looked like he was hurting earlier in this tiebreak. Very gingerly walking.
Zachary says, hi, folks. Tuning in while meal prepping some asparagus and sweet potatoes.
I'm coming for dinner. What time's dinner?
For the coverage. That's from Zach. Yeah, that does look nice. Sweet potato and healthy as well.
Yeah.
Meal prepping. I'm never organized. I always want to meal prep. You know, you get everything done, say, right, for these 6 days, my lunch will be this. I'm rubbish at meals. I look at it on Instagram and I think, yeah, that's what I need to do. You get one meal and I'll have that every...
Yeah. You can't do that?
No, I just never have time.
Yeah, well, that's different.
I want to do it. Right. I think about doing it. Right. Love 30. Djokovic is annoyed. Royer is probably somewhat confused that he's still here, but he is. Djokovic bounces the ball a fair few times, serves down the tee and misses. As you'd expect, the sunlit bit of Chatrier is sparsely populated, but the shady bit's doing well. Serves centre of the box.
Oh, it didn't hold back. He went all the way, but he's right to do so. It's 136 kilometers per hour. This is a slow serve. I'm telling you that. Yeah, and he keeps stretching the back. I bet he's going to call for a medical timeout very soon, or at least call the physio. definitely something that is not feeling good.
This was always the question mark, wasn't it? The body of Djokovic. He's only had the one clay match. That was Rome, and that was the defeat to Dino Prismic. Serve out wide, and forehand is...
Toronto.
Oh, he made it.
Oh, wow. Yep. By a slither, I would say.
We're on the line, outside of the line with that forehand on the really short return from Royer and from Love 30 to 30 all here.
You did say, and obviously, for obvious reasons, it's all about the majors for him, but he's stuck in that sort of rock and a hard place of the age he is. He needs to protect himself, but at the same time, he has to play to get into form to come into majors.
It's a vicious circle. You need the matches, but you don't want to play too many.
Oh, what a return. Backhand flick, cross court. Royer with his one-handed backhand. Djokovic comes in, and it was just too much for the Frenchman to do because he'd already done an awful lot.
I mean, he's played three of the best points, you know, since the beginning of the tiebreak. Absolutely incredible. Djokovic, very, directive on what he's doing, going behind the body of Royer on that last one, a chance to hold here in this first game of the fourth set, 2-1 up.
Missed first serve. Ball boy back into position. Djokovic now with a point to get the first game of the fourth set on the board. 2:51 on the clock. Serve out wide. It's a deep serve. The backhand is cut back and the forehand just didn't move his feet at all.
Nope.
Caronte.
I don't know who he's going to win this match. The way he's feeling, he's going to have to find a second and third win here, which is entirely possible. We've seen him do this. We've seen him recover and figure out a way to get whatever is not working and not feeling good in order to continue. So,
awful lot of bouncing, but he's down to 5 on the shot clock. He serves down the tee, the stretch of the back, and it's middle of the court. The forehand swept across court. The serve setting him up nicely.
Avantage, Djokovic.
I was right. She did save 2 match points against Krejcikova in the first round, and that was, point where Krejcikova pretty much went so fast to try to win the point and made 2 mistakes. So, yeah, Hayley Baptiste is playing on the house money right now.
Game point.
Let's the service.
Rafa Hodar has set point for 2-1. He hasn't got it. It's awful when you're like your dark horse or your the one you've tipped to win is playing because you just can't stop. You're trying not to follow them or focus on them. Djokovic served down the tee, slap back through the middle of the court. This is game point. The backhand cross court. The noise you hear is Valentin Royer. Silent. Oh dear. Again, he just didn't move his feet. Just sort of a swing and a miss.
Egalité.
I mean, it seems like the backhand is more trouble for him to play the shot than the forehand right now. He's stretching once again. His upper body this time. Big question marks here.
Especially, as you say, the longer it goes on. Yeah. Juice, and this is only the first game of the fourth set. It's already taken a while. Missed first serve. It could take a little bit longer on this. Second serve, no shot clock between the first and second. Royer suddenly goes a lot further back. He just stood up and walked backwards. Well, he's got enough time with all the bouncing. Second serve goes down. Royer, oh dear. He runs round, hits a forehand.
Now he's saying, I should have taken with the backhand. What am I doing? Right, well, you know.
What on earth was that?
Instinct.
It was
bad instinct.
Bad instinct.
It happens to all of us.
He took such care and effort to run around the backhand, only to shank the forehand. Another game point for Djokovic. Serve down the tee, forehand snap back onto the sideline, and then into the Djokovic. The movement is really limited. And then the sarcastic thumbs up to his box. Set point again for Rafa Hodar. Come on, young man. Watching both. Oh, he's got it. Rafa Hodar, 2-1 up. on James Duckworth, who is furious at someone or something, maybe himself.
He's limping.
Who is?
Hodar.
No, he's don't limping. Say that. It's my dark horse.
I know. I think it's mine too. I need to look at it, but I believe it is.
Yeah, the train is back out.
Yeah.
And he wants more treatment. Oh, he's in pain. Or just wants a...
Massage.
Don't we all? Oh. Forehand snap back and through the middle of the court. Djokovic in the backhand. Oh, dear. Oh, drop shot. That's clever. Oh, redrop. That's better. Pick up from Roy. Oh, I can see what the Frenchman was doing. If he really can't move, let's test it. Let's bring him forward.
Didn't work, though.
No.
What a touch. Counter drop shot from Djokovic. I mean, if he gets out of this, Djokovic, again, you know, is... I mean, he's such a spectacular player. But
isn't it
again,
Prismic or Fonseca next? Prismic, you beat him in Rome, or Fonseca?
Might be right.
I feel that could be the third round opponent.
Let me see. I'll find that out.
Game point for Djokovic. Oh, dear. It's getting no lift on the serve, is he? At all. Coming up to 10 minutes to 7 o'clock in the evening. Oh, dear. Roye stands in. It's game point. Djokovic cuts the serve. Oh, my word. I mean, it was a very, very soft serve. But, boy, the Frenchman didn't need to be asked twice.
Wow. I love the way he's so gutsy because he knows this is the only way he's going to win against Djokovic. You're going to have to take charge. You're going to have to take risks. Nice. We're rewarded on it. Love it.
Such a soft serve. He's getting nothing on these serves.
Yeah, I think there's something different with that back, but you're right about the winner is playing against either Prismic or Fonseca.
Oh, there we go.
I guess that back is feeling better.
Hodar's now having had his left thigh massaged. He's now having his left calf massaged.
Yeah, I think it's definitely cramps.
Yeah, and he suffered with that in Rome as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's still very young. I mean, this is all very, very new.
Yes.
To Rafa Hodar, the young
man. Especially 3 out of 5 sets. It's definitely very new.
Game point for Djokovic. Oh, dear. Feels the lower back.
Lower left side of his back.
And there's no lift on the serve, is there? Let's see if he just pops this in or if he gives it some welly. Sort of cuts it in. Backhand cross court. Djokovic slides to a backhand down line. Pushes Djokovic back. Oh, just in. Short high ball. Backhand netted.
Djokovic.
What is he going to... He's shaking his head.
He thinks the ball was out.
Well,
anyway, he's taking his hat off.
He's shaking his head at life, really, right now.
Premier Show, Catherine Marsh.
And he's sat down. Shouldn't really sit down after one game, but he's having a seat.
Yeah, you're right. You're not supposed to, but he is.
He is. But again, I'm going to tell him off. Can you imagine?
Nobody's going to tell him you can't.
You do not
sure.
know. Don't sit down at this point. I think he suddenly realised because he stood up quite quickly.
Yeah.
So Rafa Hodar...
Oh, he's still bent over, trying to stretch that lower back.
And he's shaking his head to his box.
What? Oh, where's his hat? He's not wearing the hat anymore? Nope, not putting the hat back on. But, you know, I'm wondering, why would he not call the trainer? I mean, he obviously knows exactly what it is, but maybe some kind of whatever.
He's up near his box end. He's got the new coach in Viktor Troitsky.
He still is rubbing his left lower back area.
Having a chat with the team. I'm not sure. Well, there's nothing they can do. He's looking very... sort of casual, is he? Just tossing the racket up and down and...
Seats quickly, please. Thank you.
Right, let's see if the Frenchman can move him. Oh, there's people in the box just behind.
Ooh,
oh, dear.
He's telling him to sit down.
All right, he's...
Well, bit rough.
Yeah.
Bit aggressive.
Said, yeah. Roy says, oh, gosh, there's
what
a serve.
199 down the tee. That was lightning
Kansas
fast.
There.
And he's totally in the sun right now, putting his arm...
But he took the cap off.
He took his hat off. He forgot. Now he's thinking, maybe I should go get it. And he can't see. He's putting his arm in front of his eyes, Djokovic.
Down the tee again. Snap back to the feet. The forehand down the line. Djokovic stretches to the backhand cross court. The slice off the backhand from Roy, who now plays a double-handed down the line to the forehand netted from Djokovic.
Transfer.
I mean, look, he has talked about the body, and we talked about the body. Over the years, we have seen similar situations, and he has got himself out of these situations. But he's not happy. He seems almost more resigned. I think that's the thing. Serve and volley from Roy. He plays another volley.
Wow. I mean, that's impressive from the racket of the Frenchman. I tell you, it's not only that he's serving volley, but it's the way that the quality of the volleys that he just hit. Two classic volleys, one forehand, one backhand winner, and absolutely perfect. Hit right in front of him.
But
Djokovic,
there's no energy.